Curtis Martin joins us on Sports Byline. I'm proud to say now a member of the National Football League Hall of Fame, the former running back, 11 seasons in the NFL. First three with the Patriots, but of course, 8 seasons with the New York Jets. You know, Curtis, I was wondering when I knew you were going to join me, do you give or does any athlete give any thought to possibly having a Hall of Fame career? I mean, did any time during the course of those 11 years, did you think to yourself, you know, maybe I can get into the Hall of Fame with what I've done?
Well, it took me until, just last year to even think about the Hall of Fame. I came into the NFL not even expecting to play more than 2 or 3 years. And, you know, at the end of the day, turn out that I end up playing 11 years and I'm fourth all time. You know, I'm humbled and grateful, and, I just feel very fortunate and blessed to have that type of talent, you know, because not too many people can do it.
I'm always impressed with anybody that can play a sport like professional football for double-digit years. In all candidness, how hard is it to play this sport, especially for an elongated period?
Well, you know, number one, any position on the field is very hard. Once you get over the ability to even be on the field, you still have to deal with the ability to deal with pain, because you're going to be in pain. And at my position at running back, probably the most painful position there is on the field. I take the most abuse. So people would never, you watch it from TV and you get an entirely different view of what it's really like. When you're down there on that field, it's like, I guess it would be equivalent, I mean, just as far as the speed of it, it's like running against rush hour traffic, and trying to dodge rush hour traffic. It is very brutal. I mean, the speed that some of these guys are moving at, you got 320-pound linemen and 280-pound men who run just as fast as I do. And so when we're colliding head to head, it's a very dangerous, profession.
You know, I agree with you. When I think about the fact it's defense against running back, in this case it's defense against Curtis Martin, and I know the great Jim Brown and I had a conversation one time, and he said, I could really read in the fourth quarter what type of punishment I was dealing out, and they were always looking to see what type of punishment they were dealing to me. Did you get that same sense during the course of a game, Curtis?
Yeah, I literally thrived on mentally beating my opponent. And I would say one of the most mentally tough opponents for me was always Ray Lewis. And he was probably the only guy that I would, I take the field and I'm pretty humble about things, but because we were really, football friends, it was exciting to just talk a lot of trash talk to him. And he's probably one of the only guys that I really talked a lot when we played, but it is really a mental game. You know, I almost see the game of football as, like the game of chess. And I love playing chess. And, it's about those little details mentally that, enables you to defeat your opponent.
After a Sunday game, what type of assessment did you do about Curtis Martin's performance? And what type of satisfaction did you take out of a game, whether it was a winning effort or a losing effort?
Wins and losses are going to happen. That was something that was always settled in my mind. I hate to lose. I'm not a poor loser, but I do not like to lose. And so if we lost, and even if we won, I always, and everyone will tell you, I was quick to get to the game film just so that I can see what I could have done better. It doesn't matter if I had 250 yards in one game. I was always looking at the film, critiquing myself, thinking about how I could have had 300.
When you walked off the field, you had amassed the fourth highest total of rushing yards in the NFL with 14,101 yards. Were the yards at the end of your career harder than the yards that you gained at the beginning, Curtis?
No, they were actually easier. I think that towards the end of my career, I think my body had gotten to the place where pain and injuries were just a part of life, and early on in my career, they were something that troubled me more, and they were more aggravating to deal with and more of a hindrance to me than they were towards the end of my career. So, you know, in my 10th year was when I had my best year of my career, and in my 11th year, I came back feeling even better. And so I was expecting to put together, you know, another year similar to the year I had in my 10th year, but of course I had the career-ending injury.
I'm going to make a statement here, and if I'm wrong about it, Curtis, please feel free to correct me, but I think that one of the things that you probably are most proud of is the one word, consistency, because you rushed for over 10,000 yards in your first 10 professional seasons. That's a feat previously accomplished only by Barry Sanders. So your ability to do that, that consistency, is that one of the things you're most proud of?
Yes, yes. With my career, you know, I came into football not being a football fan. I'm still not a big football fan. I've just started watching Super Bowls, you know, watching the full game of the Super Bowl in the last few years. But to come into the game even more so than the yards or touchdowns or accolades that I would accumulate over my years, you know, I always wanted to finish the game with a good name and a good reputation and stand for something that was a positive impact on the game and on my peers. And that, to me, meant more than anything that I've accomplished during my career.
I'm going to say also that I think a lot of people are going to be very surprised to hear Curtis Martin say that he was not a fan of football. Why was that, A, and also did it also clear your mind and make you maybe a better player because you weren't a fan and get caught up in all of that?
Well, you know, what really helped me was my motivation of playing. You know, I remember when I was about to sign my second big contract, and the guys came to me from the Jets, Mike Tannenbaum and those guys, and they said, Curtis, you know, this is the biggest contract that Woody Johnson will sign as, you know, his stint as an owner. And he said, but before he signs this, you know, we just want to make sure that you still love the game because you're going into, I believe that was my eighth year that I was going into, and it was kind of unheard of for an athlete, for a running back to sign that type of contract going into their eighth year. And, you know, I told him, I said, well, if you're going to sign me based on my love for the game, I would recommend you not sign me because I don't love the game. You know, I love what this game has been for me and what it's enabled me to do because, you know, even initially when I got drafted, I really didn't even want to play at that time. But I realized that it was a vehicle for me to do what I really enjoyed doing, which was impacting people's lives in a positive way. And so that's what gave me my motivation, and that was my motivation throughout my entire career. So I went back to Tannenbaum and those guys, and I said, listen, if you're going to sign me based on my love, don't sign me to this contract. I said, but sign me based upon the fact that my motivation is that every touchdown I get, every yard I gain, it's opening up more doors for me to reach people, and that is what really motivates me and gets me out of the bed and makes me play with the pain and endurance and try to establish the consistency that I've been able to establish throughout my career.
I have talked to pitchers, great pitchers, and I always ask them this question, and I'm going to turn it around a little bit, Curtis. I always said, do you remember the game or the moment where you went from being a thrower and actually became a pitcher? So let me turn it around to a football sense. Do you remember the moment in your career, game-wise or season-wise, where you went from being just somebody who was a rusher and really was a true running back that understood the nuances of being a running back and an effective one?
Well, you know something, and I'll say this. I think being a running back is, you know, it's something that the more you get the ball, the more you understand about the game. I don't think that really happened for me until my second year, and it was the Fog Bowl against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and this was to go to the Super Bowl. It was almost the most, for me, being from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Steelers were like gods. Well, they're still like gods in Pittsburgh. And so to be playing against my hometown team, everything's on the line to go to the Super Bowl. It was it was like a combination of all of the pressure, intensity, And it was towards the end of the year with all the pain and all the bruises that you had. It's almost as though you had to muster up your last bit of strength for that year and put your best performance out there on the field. And that's what I did. And it was like after that game, I felt very confident. I said, you know what, I can do this for a long time.
Fascinating conversation with a man who is now a member of the NFL Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. Curtis Martin is with us. He became the fourth running back in NFL history behind Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders to pass the 14,000-yard rushing mark, and the oldest player to winning rushing title at the age of 31 back in 2004. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.